our calendar is not in compliance with state law. The state law says that the opening date for students must not be before the third Monday in August, except for schools operating on a year-round modified school calendar. We don't have that, but yet we're still scheduled to start on August 9th, whereas this year, August 15th is the third Monday, which would make something legal, a school calendar legal. Now, we did, a couple of years ago, get permission from the state school board to start our middle and high schools early, because we made an academic case for that, because we feel very strongly that it's important to finish the first semester before Christmas break. And this year we had a calendar that allowed middle and high to start a little bit early, and then elementary started on the third Monday. So we had a discrepancy of about 3 days. So our middle and high school students started 3 days before our elementary school students. And at the end of the year, in May, later this year, our elementary school students will go 3 days longer than our, so it's still 180 days for both, but we've heard some negative feedback about that, although all the breaks in the middle are the same, so I'm not quite sure how it creates too much of a problem. I mean, those 3 days at the beginning, sure. But it has also created some problems up here. Our technology department running two different school calendars, that makes it really hard for PowerSchool, which is our student information system. So there are some issues with that that we'd like to try to avoid, which is why we recommended to you, and I think you eventually approved, a calendar. We kind of just moved our elementary school students up to our middle and high, but we don't have permission for elementary school students to start early.